Congratulations on a big road win in WCHA play. These are great wins, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, Kelly, absolutely. Like we've said before, any win in this league is big, and when you can do it on the road, it's even extra special. So this one was very nice.
For your opponents, it's awfully hard to play against a team that's getting scoring from every single line. Tonight, the line that was on fire was that Hannah Moore, Kristen Huber, and Christine Grenier. Wow, did they have a great night or what?
They really did. And, you know, we challenged all three of those lines that get the majority of the ice time. We challenged them. We just said that they don't have anybody that can really match you. And if you go out there and play your games and keep your feet moving, then you're going to create opportunities. And it's credit to them that they were able to finish.
And, of course, Brittany Mowat coming up big with 28 saves tonight. She really looked like she was holding her own back there as well.
Well, she just gives the team so much confidence. Obviously, we had some breakdowns. I thought St. Cloud definitely generated some opportunities. I thought even after we scored that third goal, they definitely cranked it up. But, she's back there just very unflappable. She just makes the saves and like I said, just gives everybody a lot of confidence.
Well, I know I talked to both Whitney Wyvoda and Alex Otrowski about the Olympic ice and how it took a little bit longer there in that first period to kind of get adjusted to it. There were a couple of times where your team was running into each other and other things were going on that I'm sure you didn't really like. What did you see in that first period that you talked about during your intermission that really changed things for your team?
Well, we just the big thing was we talked about having our feet moving. I thought there was too many plays where we were just standing flat-footed and trying to make a pass flat-footed, or we'd go D to D and the D would stand there rather than getting their feet moving up ice, because anytime you have your feet moving, it just puts pressure on your opponent, because then now they have to make a decision. They're either going to come to you, which will open somebody else up, or they're going to give you open ice. So we just talked about getting our feet moving into the second period.
On the special team side of things, your team is playing really well in the penalty kill, but you're just not getting those power play goals when needed. How hard is it to score power play goals in this league?
Well, it's always a challenge. I mean, everybody has video. Everybody knows exactly what you're trying to do. And I don't know if you noticed tonight, they mm-hmm. were not going to let Eve touch the puck. And they did a really good job of preventing her from getting the puck. And when she did, they just jumped on her. So we just have to do a little better job, again, of moving. The other four people have to keep their feet moving. And we got to look for some of our low options.
What do you tell your team as you get ready for game two tomorrow and getting ready for a Husky team that's still hungry?
Well, it's, like we talked before, you get the first one, you get greedy. So we got to get back to the hotel, get a good night's sleep. And tomorrow afternoon is, again, a real big opportunity to there's 3 points sitting there. And we have an opportunity. We said, we put North Dakota behind us tonight. Now we have an opportunity to do the same thing to Duluth tomorrow night. So that's a reason right there to be ready to go.
Congratulations again, Coach, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.